Thai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So next up, we got Melanie Greenfeld, Western Australian director of the organization Never Again Is Now, and talking about a Perth rally that increased support for Jews in Australia. And I was just looking at something, some pictures of the rally, and a very Australian banner that says, "Push back the hate, mate. Anti-Semitism is un-Australian." And it feels like it's about time that there was some kind of pro-Israel rally, and it did seem like the hate was un-Australian. And how did the rally go, and what was the response, and who participated in it?
Hi, great to be with you today. So we actually had a national day of Australians Against Anti-Semitism, and that was organised by my national organisation, Never Again Is Now. So I'm the WA director. So we had events in 15 cities across Australia, in every single state and territory of Australia. And as you know, Australia is a big, vast country. So it was quite an impactful day of people all around Australia standing up against anti-Semitism. Some events were bigger than others. We had about 1,000 people in Perth. They had well over 1,000 in Sydney. Melbourne, unfortunately, had very bad weather, but there was still, you know, a good turnout. All over Queensland, we even had in the Northern Territory and in Alice Springs. And I think it was very important because, unfortunately, Australia has seen an unrelenting wave of Jew hatred on our streets, within institutions, on social media. It's been quite horrific and something that I think Jewish and non-Jewish Australians never thought they would see on our shores. Obviously, it started after October the 7th. It was unleashed. But I think the Jewish and Christian communities really came on board in a big way with these rallies, and it was wonderful to all be there together in solidarity to stand against hate. And as you've pointed out, it is un-Australian. It goes against the Australian ethos, the Australian values of inclusion, respect of others, tolerance. So I think more and more Australians are beginning to feel that they don't like the hate on our streets. There are still pro-Palestinian marches every weekend, even though the ceasefire is in place. There's terrorist symbols, there's calls for jihad. And I think everyday Australians who don't necessarily know a lot about the Middle East or the history of Israel, they don't really like what they're seeing on our streets, and they do feel this is un-Australian and something they don't want perpetuating in our country.
And you've mentioned the numbers that have come out in support. Sound like we've got a bit of an echo. Have you got the radio on in the background? If you wouldn't mind just turning it off.
No, I have nothing on. It's dead quiet. It's my end.
Okay, could be the
connection.
Okay, could be the connection. But I'll just go on and ask my question anyway. Hopefully it's not too disturbing.
Is this a live broadcast?
Yes, it is a live broadcast.
Okay.
So the question is, of the people that were participating, do you have a sense of, was it mostly Jewish or was it across many different cultures?
Backgrounds, religions, cultures, and nationalities together. It is a Christian-founded movement. I myself am Jewish, but we have Jewish and Christian organisers working together. And the audience was in Perth it was half Jewish, half non-Jewish. The majority of the non-Jewish people that came were from church communities. We also have Indians that support us, you know, Hindus. We have Iranians who are, you know, obviously against the IRGC and Iranian monarchists that come along. But then, you know, I contacted people from the other sort of ethnic communities, from the Italian community, the Greek community, the Macedonian community, also had representatives. We had politicians speaking, and we had our rabbi, one of our main rabbis from one of our main synagogues speaking, and we had some pastors speaking, offering unwavering support on behalf of the church communities.
And you mentioned that the Hamas or the pro-Hamas marches are happening on a weekly basis. Is this march just a once-off, or do you see this continuing?
Look, anti-Semitism is very well entrenched now in Australia, and I think the pro-Palestinian, pro-Hamas rallies have been shown now to be really about anti-Israel, delegitimizing Israel, Jew hatred, you know, calling for global jihad, even though the ceasefire has been, you know, put in place. Hopefully it will last. But I think even now that Hamas are slaughtering their own people, no one seems that concerned about that, because they can't blame Israel or point the finger at Jews. So they at this stage are still going on every weekend. And even though, you know, even when the war settles down, please God, in Israel, anti-Semitism in this country is so well entrenched in, you know, across the board in society, that our organisation Never Again Is Now is working on a long-term strategy to really rebuild social cohesion in this country, particularly combating the anti-Semitism that has just been escalating. You know, we've had a synagogues attacked. Our chief rabbi who spoke at the rally is actually from Manchester. It was his neighbourhood where the synagogue was. He knows the families of the victims who were killed on Yom Kippur while praying, you know, there to pray in the synagogue. And really the attack in Manchester was an attack on Jews everywhere in the world. So the anti-Semitism issue and the delegitimization of Israel that's being unleashed, you know, it isn't going to be calming down or settling down anytime soon, unfortunately.
So we spoke just now, before we spoke to you, to an influencer, people who talk about influencers on social media. And I think a lot of the anti-Israel stuff has been garnered by a few people who are influencing it. Just to get a sense of it, the marches that are happening on a weekly basis against Israel and against the Jews, are those big marches, or are they getting smaller and smaller over time?
No, they've been getting, well, there was an analysis recently done that showed they were starting to sort of plateau, but then earlier this year, I think sort of May, June, July, August, September, started to build up again, and there was a massive march across the Sydney Harbour Bridge in September with 100,000 people, you know, it was reported. So the dynamic of these groups are, you know, some are actual from, you know, Arab backgrounds, and others are left-wing radicals, Marxist supporters who've taken on the Palestinian cause as a social justice movement, which, as you probably know, happened over 20 years ago in South Africa at that big conference of NGOs where they strategized that they would take on the Palestine cause as part of, you know, their other causes, and it's built in momentum. It's been a strategy that's worked very successfully for them in terms of the propaganda they've been espousing since the 7th of October. And yes, there are some influences in WA, in Australia. They are just quite disgusting, the lies that they propagate. And I think they've all been emboldened. Unfortunately, we've had a leadership that has allowed and facilitated this to be occurring right from the 9th of October 2023, when we had the protest at the Sydney Opera House, Australian flags, Israeli flags being burnt, gas the Jews, wear the Jews, kill the Jews, all of that going on, and that was allowed to happen. And that's where Never Again Is Now came from, because our co-founder, Mark Leach, tried to have a counter-protest and wasn't allowed to. So he just went there with his Israeli flag. He almost got beaten and he got chased by the thugs. And that's when he decided that something needed to be done in this beautiful country of ours to counter what was happening. And unfortunately, the 9th of October 2023 was the start of this environment whereby the hatred and vitriol was just allowed to fester and increase, and, you know, to levels that we never, ever in our lifetime expected. So the emboldening of that movement has just been gaining momentum over time. And that's why our grassroots organisation is really mobilising Australians to combat this and to preserve our national values. And that's what these rallies were on Sunday all across Australia, particularly focusing on anti-Semitism, because we don't feel that anti-Semitism should be diluted and just mentioned along with Islamophobia and other forms of racism, because the way the Jews are being treated would not be allowed by, you know, the treatment of any other minority group would not be allowed to occur the way the Jews, what the Jews are experiencing now. The Jew hatred has just reached epic proportions.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, it makes me think of evil spreads when people don't speak out against it. And I think Melanie Greenfeld from the Western Australian Director of Organization, Never Again Is Now. And I think that's an important process. And thank you for standing up for the Jews of Australia.